right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he comforts you, he looks out for you. He pours out his love, his fire, his spirit, his radiation, his power, his presence all over you. I pray that you keep him first for the rest of your life. I hope that your mental health gets better and your situation currently clears up day by day. And I just hope that you all had a blessed week. You know what I mean? We're going towards close to the Sabbath, so I hope that you all have a blessed Sabbath as well. You can enjoy the weekend, rest up, rejuvenate, keep it holy. You know, just kick back. You know what I mean? A lot going on in this world, so we have to really find ways to relax better. We have to find ways to rejuvenate and rest more often, you know? A lot of people are going through so much different pressures and challenges and circumstances, but you have to trust in the Lord. You know, a lot of people are dealing with anxiety and feeling overwhelmed and heavy and restless. But God is the one who gives us the strength to push through. All right. He gives us the power to press on hard times. Amen. God built this up for hardships, trials and tribulations, challenges. God built this up for that. Amen. So never forget that. Never lose sight of that. All right. Greetings, people. Greetings, family. All family, all people of Christ, all the body of Christ, all believers all over the world, and all those who are on the fence, welcome in as well. Anybody who is an unbeliever, welcome as well. All right, we pray that we can reach out to any lost person out there, or a person who does not know Christ personally, or any person who does not know the Lord at all. We pray that you can all chime in and listen. Amen. All races, all faces, all tribes, all nations, all peoples, all tongues. God bless you all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is what it is. Welcome and peace and blessings to you. All right. We are in the last day, so we really have to get it right with the Lord. Times are changing very fast. God is really speeding things up, so we have to really get it together and tighten up for the Lord. You know what I mean? We have to obey the gospel. We have to spread the word. We have to baptize other nations. We have to repent and change our ways. We have to keep walking in the power of God. Amen. We have to keep putting the Lord first. We have to just keep spreading the word and the gospel to so much people out there, you know. And we have to constantly adapt and adjust to everything that's going on in the world. All right. So welcome, people. All right. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. And let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. All right. So today's message, I'm going to discuss just this news roundup for the week, you know, discuss about everything that's been going on all these past days. So much events in America and outside of America is happening constantly. The world is spinning super fast. So, you know, it's kind of hard to keep a track of every single thing. You know, nowadays you just kind of keep track of whatever's the most trending or most popular to talk about. But it's important to talk about things that are popular and unpopular. All right. Whether it's science news, business news, politics, sports, entertainment, health news, whatever news there is, finance, we definitely need to understand more about finances. All right. Because the economy is definitely going in a different direction as far as their currency. So a lot of people have to definitely like stack up on resources or stack up on better living conditions or learn how to live off the grids, you know, learn different types of things to get out your comfort zone, get more to agriculture and more to nature and come back to God's creation. Amen. Because our faith, our obedience, staying on that narrow path for the Lord and come back to God's creation, come back to nature is what's going to guide us in these end times. Amen. All right. So we're going to just run through these news tabloids. We're just going to read through them, run through them. And I close out with a prayer, close out with a priestly blessing and giving God all the glory. Amen. All right, y'all. So let us not be too heavenly minded. We're no earthly good. Let us not be too wise or too righteous. All right. Let us be mindful and aware of everything that's going on all four corners of the earth. Let us have compassion for those who are suffering or dealing with all types of hardships out there as well. All right. So let's run through this news roundup very quickly. Well, not quickly, but let's just run through it and then go from there. All right. So here we go. All news tabloids. Let's see what's been going on this week. Montana Republicans call for a censor of transgender lawmaker amid debate over a ban of gender-affirming care for minors. A leak reveals surging calls for terrorism against Americans. Let's see. Biden orders tougher reviews for projects in pollution-scared areas. All right. Twitter erases state-affiliated government-funded labels from NPR and other accounts. Yeah, a lot of people been tripping about their Twitter and the verification accounts and the blue check being taken away from them. So very interested what's going on with social media overall. Also, a whole bunch of layoffs are going off. All these big companies are laying off people, and they're replacing them with robots. They're replacing them with artificial intelligence. So a lot of crazy stuff in this end times, okay? Let's see. A woman gets 21 years for trying to kill her doppelganger with poison cheesecake. Wow, that's a weird story. Okay, why Texans need to know how quickly Antarctic ice is melting. Let's see. U.S. Supreme Court expects a rule on abortion pill access lawsuit. Many of us are struggling. Why U.S. universities are facing a wave of strikes. These professors and teachers want pay increases, but that whole education department, the whole education field, the business and politics that go on within education is crazy. And teachers and professors don't get enough money. They go through a lot, too. So, you know, if you're a teacher out there, shout outs to you. Thank you for contributing to society and trying to help children and young adults. All right. Let's see what we have here. Right wing extremists defeated by Democrats in U.S. school board elections. All right. DHA confirms Biden officials Washington office raided, put on administrative leave. Okay, some politics. Reuters photos of young kids at NRA event slammed as set up by parents who say they never gave consent. Top officials warned Biden administration about dangerous wind energy projects posed to fishing industry. It's probably killing the whales. Interesting. Once a week nightmare, U.S. mass killings on a record pace. Let's see what we have here. Russia says it has been saving children from Ukraine, not stealing them, despite widespread evidence of abductions. Crazy stuff. More Generation Zers are achieving a dream that was largely out of reach for millennials when they were young. They're homeowners. All right, let's see what we have here. Mohammed El Arian warns of recession. Fed triggered financial accidents and commercial real estate moments of truth. The top economist told us why in an exclusive interview. Heading towards a recession. Let's see what we got going here. Dan Bongino says he's leaving Fox News. Unfiltered host cities failed contract talks. Let's see what we got going on here. Anti-abortion group threatens to reject Trump in 2024 unless he supports national abortion ban. North Carolina man in custody in connection with shooting of a six-year-old. Wow. Crazy stuff, man. Queen Camilla's son, Tom Parker Bowles, says his mother married the person she loved. A Russian jet accidentally drops bomb on Russian city of Belgorod, state media says. Let's see what we got going on here. Supreme Court faces Friday deadline, a case that could shape abortion access and the future of American health care. Let's see. It totally backfired the pitfalls of Alzheimer's. Alchemist genetic testing. Russia crosses new lines and crackdown on Putin's enemies. SpaceX rocket explosion illustrates Elon Musk's successful failure formula. Congressional standoff over Supreme Court escalates. Americans bought almost 60 million guns during the pandemic. Wow. Fighting going on in Sudan. Street battles dash hopes of Eid ceasefire. Ukraine war. Russian warplane accidentally bombs own city. Cocaine smuggling submarine reveals Europe's drugs crisis. Interesting. Why the onslaught of atmospheric rivers won't help water levels in the Colorado River. All right, so let's see what we have here. Recession already here for many Americans as buying power, credit, social net shrinks. Warning as 80,000 young people are unable to access millions in locked away cash. Brace yourself for airline price hikes and limited seats as U.S. prepares for a tsunami of pilot retirement. Billions of Gmail and Outlook users told by FBI to delete email or risk bank takeover. Their funds vanish in seconds. Oh, boy. Let's see. Record 64 million Americans facing daily spikes in deadly particle pollution. Employee dies, nearly 100 workers affected in fungal outbreak at Michigan paper mill. Wow. U.S. government issues warning to all iPhone and Android owners, over money wipeout text that steals your cash. Wow. Yelene talks sense on decoupling peril, but few take it as at face value. Biden-Harris administration announces $82 million to increase domestic solar manufacturing recycling. There's this fear that everything will crash. Home prices are falling, but there's still a lack of listings. 12% of managers say they fired a Generation Z employee in their first week of work, and being too easily offended is often to blame. New server finds. Florida Division of Emergency Management tells residents to plan ahead of hurricane season. Mark Zuckerberg is about to deliver very bad news, probably regarding Meta or artificial intelligence or Facebook. Why you should keep an eye on the U.S. dollar, the most important price in the world. India is about to overtake China as world's most populous country, United Nations says. China rivals U.S. foothold in Antarctica, builds base with potential eavesdrop on neighbors. Let's see what we have here. Obama-era housing official criticizes Biden's administration. Unprecedented mortgage plan, not the way to do it. China's economic tumult slows unicorn stampede as U.S. sees billion-dollar valuations soar. Overwhelming majority of Generation Z workers would quit their jobs over company values, LinkedIn data says. So we have here. People are upset after finding out some McDonald's fries aren't vegan. British banks to give first financial update since global banking crisis fears. The GOP is using its stacked judiciary to come for your clean water. New reparations proposal would cost $14 trillion in taxpayer money. Let's see what we have here. Forget Gmail scams. Hackers have found a terrifying new way to steal your data. Nearly a third of U.S. population lives in an area that earmarks taxes for mental health. San Francisco stuck in crippling doom cycle as crime soars, as experts share a bleak warning about anarchy and closures. Yeah, the homeless rate is very crazy right now. The world simply can't afford the catastrophe of a mainland attack on Taiwan. Jamie Foxx health update as Martin Lawrence gives insight into Powell's medical complication. British Biden's border crisis is about to get even worse. BRICS de-dollarization push. China and crypto threaten U.S. dollar's dominance, analyst says. All right, let's see what we have here. Wow, wow, wow. So just a lot going on. Nick Nurse has been parting ways with the Toronto Raptors. So they're looking to hire a brand new coach soon. U.S. economy improved in early April, S&P Global says. Let's see what happens here. Wow, wow, wow. In Jacksonville, Florida, a man who shot officer in the face in Baptist Health South parking lot has been identified. Wow. A lot going on, people. A lot going on. All right, all right. So, yep. That's just the news roundup for this week. It's just a lot more going on, but I just want to keep it kind of short, sweet, and simple. It's so much going on in the world. We'll be here all day to discuss every single thing, detail by detail, all right? It's just important to be aware of what's going on. Let us not be unaware. Let us be alert and sober and vigilant. You know, let us be watchful in these end times, amen? So that's that, y'all, all right? What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the hope for humanity. He is the last hope for humanity and the first hope for humanity. Amen. He is the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, the true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. And the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom. Yes, yes, he is the bridegroom. He is the capstone. He's the captain of salvation. He's the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, the commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord Yah, Yahweh Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be'Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of the widows. All right. Yes, yes, yes. He is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. The name above all names. Amen. The government rests on his shoulders. Yes, he sits at the right hand of the Father. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrector. Yes, the Revelation, the Revelator. Yes, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the rock, the perfect example, the root of David, Hosanna, Hosanna, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shalom, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, the son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the son of Abraham. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the Judahite, the Shemite, the stone that builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of life, the word. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, in the authority and the power of the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, healed, loved, embraced, forgiven. The Lord is pouring out his love all over you, all right? He's turning it around. Amen. Things will change in Jesus' name. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right, that's the news roundup for this week. All right, let us be alert and sober people. Let us be watchful of all four corners of the earth and what's in front of us and what's looking forward to in our lives. Amen. Let us keep looking forward in our lives and let us keep pressing on, fighting the good fight of faith, keeping our eyes on the prize and staying on that narrow path. All right. So I hope that you all stay strong and blessed out here. And you take a day by day. You feel me? I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized. I pray that you change your ways and start your life over for the Most High. I pray that the Lord gives you new beginnings and a fresh start, new scenery, new hands to prosper with, a new mind, a new heart, a new soul, a new heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. I pray that your heart is warm and your heart don't wax cold. I pray that the Lord keeps doing miracles and wonders all over your life and that he turns it around for the better. And I just hope that you can help others along the way as well. And I just hope that you can stay forward and upward in your walk with the Lord. All right, so I would love to give y'all this priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Yes, yes. Amen. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.